Episode 2975, Show Your Love by Listening.
Moms, it's time to rediscover, rejuvenate, and renew who you are in mind, body, and spirit. Welcome to Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie, the show to help you do just that. Here's your host, certified life coach, personal trainer, and nutritionist, Christiane Wargo. Staring at a stop
sign, watching people drive. Happy, happy day. I hope you're ready for Fry. Yay! It is the weekend, and you know what? It couldn't come fast enough. Sometimes we just have to speed up time, don't we? Well, if only we had that control. Today's Confessions of an Upset Mama. Show your love by listening. For those of you who are brand new to Create Your Now, welcome to this incredible family. I'm so delighted of your presence. If you already haven't had the opportunity, you'll want to head on over to createyournow.com where you can learn more and sign up for the Kisses newsletter, the Keep It Simple Strategy, Everyday Solutions to Live, Love, and Impact. Well, this episode is brought to you by AIM, Inspiring Connection and Community. You know, when parents have something to say, usually the first thing that happens is words jumping out of their mouths. Be slow to speak. Show your love by listening. You may have more wisdom to share with your children, and I know you do because I know I do, but there is a time for everything. If you're still running on empty and busyness is the rhythm of your day, it's easy to want to rush through a conversation to get to the next thing, right? We're always trying to put out the fires. We're always trying to go, okay, wait, I can speed up this process. I'm just going to interrupt here, inject my thoughts, and then great, we can go about our way. And sometimes we even find that, oh, wait, I'm with the kids. We're having this conversation. Oh, nope, we're there at the destination. Time to get out, time to go. But little do you know that if you would have waited another 5 to 10 minutes, your son or daughter may have spilled the beans of exactly what's really happening in their life. Unfortunately, we are so busy, we don't even see our own children right in front of us. We're so busy that we don't even hear our own children right next to us. I mean, is putting fires out what you do best all the time? Answering to the name of mom or dad? Of course, yeah, because that's what we do. It's always putting out somebody else's fire. We're always going to the rescue. You need to know the basics here, my child, so you can dish out the lesson. That's what we want to give to our kids. And I get it. And yes, there is a time for that. There's a time for us to have these long conversations where you speak more than the child does. But in our world today, what our children need most is to be heard. Be quick to listen. That is your Kiss to Keep It Simple strategy. Be quick to listen. James 1 verses 19 through 20 says this, "Let every person be quick to hear, slow to speak, slow to anger, for the anger of man does not produce the righteousness of God." Be quick to listen. Whether you're a believer or not, most people don't know that that actually comes from the Bible. There are some that do. But those who don't believe, they're like, yeah, they've heard that, you know, be quick to listen, slow to anger, slow to speak. We kind of twist it around sometimes, but we get the gist of what it means, but it's biblical. And so can't we as parents, those who mentor kids, grandparents, aunts, uncles, can't we sit there and actually be present with our children? With spring break, right? It's coming up, or maybe you're ending it. You're maybe right around it. The kids are going to be around more, and so must our ears. It's important not to share as much as it is to care in silence. There needs to be more of a reserve from parents to listen to what their children are saying and expressing. But unfortunately, our tweens and teens, and they're getting younger, by the way, meaning with our kids, they're in dire straits of needing attention. So what do? They go in search of who will listen first. And that leads to social media. Hello, Facebook. Hello, Snapchat. Hello, TikTok. Hello, Instagram. Whoever will listen to me, whoever will like me, whoever will make me feel good in the moment, because right now I feel like CRAP. My mom won't listen to me. My dad won't listen to me. My grandparent won't listen to me. I'm just a mess, but I don't care because I know I can get 100 people that will like my video. I'm just going to go do this. Really? And if you think about it, right, you know what social media is doing to our kids. You know it. This is a battle that must be stopped at home. And it starts with you, Mom. It starts with you, Dad. So how can we be quick to listen? What does it look like in real life as we're going through? Because, hey, it's great. I know there are so many people who read the Bible and then they're like, how in the heck do I apply it? How in the heck do I do what I know I need to do, but I really don't know how to do it? Well, let's go over three ways. And it's really kind of a process. Number one, ask questions that build upon the responses. So when you listen, that doesn't mean you're completely silent forever. You got to stay awake. You got to stay present. You got to stay what? Tuned in. So as they begin speaking, if there's a pause moment, then ask a question. Let them finish their response. And they may pause a couple times. There may be tears flowing. There may be a little anger to their tone. Remember, you cannot take this personally. You have to listen. No judgment. And that's hard to do as a parent. But when we listen, we ask questions and then we're quiet. We ask questions and then we're quiet. And throughout that whole process, it goes to number two, which is always listen to their full response. Don't interject. Don't cut them off. Why? What happens when I interrupt you? You already know it. You lose your train of thought. Where'd it go? Oh my goodness. And now all of a sudden what creeps in? Huh, Mom's doing her same old thing. She just wants to get her words in because she wants to be right. Ah, Dad just likes to be the power one. He just wants to knock me down. I know that that is not what you want. And that's not how you feel about your child. But the way your child feels, depending upon the stage of life that they're in, what they're going through at school, our kids face a lot. So we have got to be willing to sit, ask the questions as we listen to their full responses. And that also leads to number three, which is acknowledge their feelings. This is kind of a flow. This isn't a do this and then do that. It's connection altogether. You got to acknowledge their feelings. Because if you don't, they're going to go somewhere else or someone else will. And you don't know where that will lead. A dark alley could lead on social media somewhere. It could lead to doing things that you don't want them to do, experimenting with things. Use your imagination. I don't have to be descriptive here. This is a battle. And we have got to be willing to step up for our children. Which means we have to what? Put on the duct tape. Shut our mouths. Listen. Ask questions without judgment. Listen to everything that's being said. Because this whole process is simply a formula to presence. Pay attention to your child. I'm amazed at how nowadays, literally, we don't even know what our kids look like. We only know what the top of their eyes look like and on up. They better have a dadgum good haircut because they're hiding behind the technology, the tablets, the phones, the cell phones. They're hiding behind laptop computers. And we can't see anything. You've got to pull them out of that. And the way you do that is not being the beast of listen to me and talk all the time. It's by sitting down and you being quiet and letting them talk. Your child desires to be seen and heard. That's what our kids want so badly. It's a cry out. And we forget these basic psychological principles in life. Your kids need your attention. And it's so sad because I go back to the verse, right? And you look at James 1 verses 19 and 20, right? Let every person be quick to hear, slow to speak, slow to anger. Do you know if we were just to live by that statement alone, how our lives would change? My life would be changed. I know yours would be. Our children's lives would be changed. Those who we mentor, our neighbors, that means what? The world would change. But oh, no, wait. It's all about me. Me. Well, what do you think your kids are saying? It's all about me. But when I'm not getting that attention, I'm going somewhere else where they're saying, oh, it's all about you, babe. Oh, you got this, man. You are good. This is a battle. This is not something to pretend and let go, but we have got to get in the game of life. Do you want to rescue your hearts for your kids? Then you've got to do this simple formula and be present. You have got to allow yourself to be fully engaged when they are with you. And guess what? That might mean at 1 o'clock in the morning when you wish you were sleeping. I know they've been there, done that. It may be on an afternoon and all of a sudden you pick up the phone and all of a sudden your daughter wants to talk to you. And she talks for 2 hours and 19 minutes straight about something you can do nothing about, but she needs to vent. Not that I'm talking about this anytime soon that happened with me personally and my mother. Yeah, you see, my mom does this for me right now too. It doesn't matter our age. We all need to be seen and heard by our mom and by our dad, by those we look up to, those who mentor us, our grandparents, our aunts, our uncles, our best friends. But when we consume ourselves with everything that we need to get off our chest, what we need to do, we leave those that we love behind. And then guess what? Their hearts become broken and decayed. And then they wonder, what about me? Does anybody really care? This is something that is very serious. And yeah, it's confessions of an upset mama. And let me tell you, this mama here gets really hot under the collar. I observe this driving around. I mean, seeing just strangers and interactions. Let me tell you, if I really thought it would do any good for me to go interrupt every single conversation that I happen to walk by or encounter, I would interrupt and say, you need to be more present. You need to be more present. You need to be more present. You need to listen. They're trying to tell you something. But in all honesty, no one wants to listen. All anybody and everybody wants to do is just say, here's my stuff. I'm dishing it out to you. What's cool is what happens within your four walls. You can create an environment that doesn't have to be what's outside your four walls. Build a strong foundation for them so that when they grow up and they go out into the world, that they can impact just like you impacted them inside your four walls. Our kids want so badly to be seen and heard, but they aren't getting it. But I believe we can give it. So show your love by listening. Go out, be present, be incredible, be you. I love you so very much. I cannot wait to see you on the other side. Blessings, hugs, and lots of love. We'll talk to you real soon. Have a glorious, blessed day. Bye-bye.
Feeling inspired, ready to train for life, and love your journey? Visit createyournow.com for more incredible resources to help you along the way. We'll see you next time on Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. And remember, always be sure you consult your physician before beginning any health and fitness plan.